Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Samach Gimel, Meseches Kedushin is 1,373rd daf in Shas. Ve'ezer Hashem, today's daf is going to continue discussing the sugya of Dover Shelo Bola Ola, whether one can transfer ownership on an item prior to its existence in this world. The Gemara on the bottom of yesterday's daf had Abaye, who had suggested that there are Tanoim, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rebbe, and Rebbe Meir, who are all of the opinion that one could transfer an item even if it's not fully in existence entirely. The reason why Abaye was discussing it is because the Mishnah on Samach Beis Amud Aleph seemed to say that one cannot create a transaction if the item doesn't exist. The Mishnah concluded, our Masech of course is Kiddushin, in a case of Kiddushin, if a person says, Reuven says to Shimon, I am being Mikudeshes, a daughter of yours who has not been born. I'm going to be married to her, maybe he won't live with her for another 20 years, but I'm going to marry her now if your wife has a baby girl. There's a discussion in the Gemara, was she pregnant or not? That was the discussion in yesterday's daf. However, the Mishnah simply says that's not a valid Kiddushin, presumably because it's a Dover Shelo Bala Olam, and therefore the Kiddushin does not take effect. In yesterday's daf, the Gemara pointed out that there are dissenting views in regards to Dover Shelo Bala Olam. The dissenting views are those Tanaim that we have mentioned, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rebbe, and Rebbe Meir. Going on to Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara had outlined already from Samach Beis Amud Beis the position of Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. Also, the Shita of Rebbe is on the top of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. We're going to pick up with the Shita of Rebbe Meir. There is a discussion in the Rishonim whether these are identical Shitos, that Kinyan of Davar Shelo Bala Olam always works in all instances, or the Rajba and the Ramban are of the opinion that there are still subtle differences between these Tanaim of how far do we go in terms of a Dover Shelo Bala Olam. Either way, we're going to pick up with Rebbe Meir, who we're going to see is of the opinion that Kiddushin at times works in a case of Dover Shelo Bala Olam, and he's going to go back to the case of our Mishnah of Rei Mekudeshes Li La'achar She is Gayer, that the man is Mekadesh the woman after either he's going to convert or she's going to convert. And there are times that even despite the fact that it's Dover Shelo Bala Olam, the Kiddushin would be binding. Then our Gemara is going to deal with a new Mishnah, and that is what happens if a man is Mekadesh a woman on the condition that he's going to do politics for her. He's going to help her out with the government. And he does. Is that itself binding as a Kiddushin? Does he also need to give a Shava Pruta? That gets involved in terms of how you look at a job in general. When someone hires somebody else to do some type of job, do we say Yeshna L'Schiris Ela B'Sof? Excuse me, Eina L'Schiris Ela B'Sof, or Yeshna L'Schiris Mitchila V'Yad Sof. We will explain those terms in Mirtz Hashem as we do the Gemara. The Mishnah will then discuss, on the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, a man who is Mekadesh, a woman, on the condition that her father agrees. Our daf will deal with both instances where her father agrees, and also the Mishnah deals with the case of when his father is going to agree. And we're going to discuss what type of agreement, what type of affirmation the Gemara discusses on top of Samach Gimel Amud Beis, do you need from his father. The Mishnah will then discuss a case that we've already made reference to in our Masechta, and that is a case of where a Kiddushin was done, but we don't know who the Kiddushin was done with. In this case, it's again dealing with the father, slightly different than previous cases. Previously in our Masechta, we discussed a case in which the man says he married somebody, but he doesn't know which of the sisters he married. Now we're going to discuss a father married off his daughter, but he doesn't remember who the chassan was. And the Gemara will analyze the ne'emonus, the believability of a father, to say that he married off his daughter. The Gemara will continue to analyze that sugya, and the Gemara will also bring one of the most fascinating expressions in Shas, Mirav Sanigra. You might have heard this once in the streets of a Jewish shtetl. Mirav Sanigra, the Gemara will use that expression. So, stay tuned. Five lines from the top, Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Rebbe Meir, Desanya. Again, we're referring back to Abaye's comment that Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Rebbe Meir, all hold that Kinyan, a transaction, works even on an item or related to an item that's not in existence, the Dover Shaloi Bala Oilam. What's Rebbe Meir? Rebbe Meir, Desanya. Rebbe Meir is the case of a Brisa Oimer, the Isha Rei Mekudeshes Li. Seven lines from the top in Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, he says to a woman that you are going to be betrothed to me, la'achar she'ezgayer, after I convert, la'achar she'tisgayri. Of course, this is familiar because this is a Mishnah on Samach Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah told us that the Kedushin is not binding because at the end of the day, at the time of the Kedushin, he or she was not a Jew. La'achar she'ishtacharer, after I will become free, and Eved doesn't do Kiddushin, or la'achar she'ishtachari, after she becomes free, when she is a shivcha, she then becomes a Jew. La'achar she'yomas bailech, la'achar she'tomas achosech, or dependent on entirely other condition that's nothing to do with her status, but has to do with the fact, her personal status, but it has to do with the fact that there's someone else in her life that makes Kedushin impossible. And that is, she's a married woman. He's Mekadesh her on the condition that the Kedushin will take effect when her husband dies. Lachash Thomas Achosech, or after your sister dies. This would be a case in which that the fellow was married to her sister. And of course, he can't marry the woman until his wife passes away, who's the sister of the woman he was attempting to betroth. So, la'achar she'tomas achosech, la'achar she'yachlots loch yivimech, a woman who had fallen to yibum, and she hasn't yet done chalitza, ena mekudeshes, in all of the above cases, kedushin doesn't work, because she's not yet ready, she's not yet in the parsha of kedushin. Rabbi Meir omer mekudeshes. Rabbi Meir says the kedushin works. Abaye is suggesting that Rebbe Meir holds that she's Mekudeshes because even though her necessary status for Kedushin is not yet in existence, Adamakna Dovar Shaloi Baloila. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Oimer Eina Mekudeshes. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler disagrees and says she's not Mekudeshes. Rabbi Yudan Asiyam Mekudeshes. Umatamar Eina Mekudeshes Mishum Eva. And the reason why the Kedushin would not work according to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi would only be due to Eva. In other words, the Dover Shelo Bala would not be a problem. However, Rashi explains that when it comes to the case of Achosa, as well as Achar She'yomas Bailech, that's setting up a very, very unhealthy relationship. And that is, he's marrying the woman waiting for her husband to die. That's not so good. Also, marrying the woman, waiting for his wife to die. So because of Eva, it doesn't work, says Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, despite the fact that a Dover Shelo Ba'olam can take effect. Says the Gemara, V'nachshov Nami Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Wait a second, then Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is really in agreement with Rabbi Meir, but he only has a concern of Eva. But theoretically, a Kinyan a Dover Shelo Ba'olam would work. So why didn't Abaye count four Tanoim, who hold that Kinyan works in Dover Shelo Ba'olam? On the three lines on the bottom, Samach Beis and Beis, he counted Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rebbe, and Rebbe Meir. He should also count Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. Says Gemara brilliantly, Hainu Rebbe, Hainu Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. Rebbe, who our beloved Rebbe, the author of the Mishnayos, is Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. So really, there are still only three people, even though there's Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi in a different context, he's the same Rebbe. V'nachshov Nami Rebbe Akiva. What about the great Rebbe Akiva, as holding a Kenyan works on Dover Shelo Ba'olam? Desanya, because we have a brisa, koinim shani oisa lepicha ein sarech lahafer. If a man says, please give me your maisa yodai, maisa yodai refers to the work that you've done, a woman's paycheck goes to her husband as a takan midrabanan, mem for mem, maisa yodaim for mizonos. The husband has to support his wife and give her food under all conditions, and in exchange, that's a takana midrabanan, and therefore, excuse me, that is the raisa, but there's a takana midrabanan, that in since the Torah in the word she'era refers to her mizonos, midrabanan, he has to give, she has to give him her maise yadayim. What happens if she's a chutzpenak? What does she do? Konim shanios, I make a neder that which I am going to earn, lepicha, is going to be usher to you. So ain't tzarech lahafer. In such a case, there is no need for a hafaras neder. And the reason for that is because the takana midrabanan is meshabed. Automatically, those monies go to him. It's a shibu to him. And she has no say about it at all. So we don't even make a hafar on that neder. Rabbi Kiva Amar Yafer. Rabbi Kiva holds that there is a hafar for a technical reason. Shema tadif alav yoser min haroilai. The halacha is that the husband gets a certain amount that's necessary to cover for the mizonos. But if there is a ahadofa, so then in such a case, that not in all instances is she mechuyev to give it to the husband. So then, says Rabbi Akiva, you should do a hafara for the future hadafa. Now, we see that Rabbi Akiva says that the husband needs to annul that vow on something that doesn't even exist at all. It's a davar shelo b'olam. She hasn't made a penny yet. She knows she's successful and she's going to make a lot of money. So for that, says Rabbi Akiva, the husband needs to make a hafara. Ah, it's a davar shelo b'olam. Must be that you can effect a kinyan, a transaction, a neder on something that's a davar shelo b'olam. Answers the Gemara, Itmar lo amar Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua be'omeres yikachu yodai lo seim v'yodai misno b'olam. If it's a pure davar shelo b'olam, it doesn't take effect according to Rabbi Akiva. However, here is an instance where she formulated in a way that already exists. And that is, she refers to her hands who are in existence. And she says that these hands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me, yikachu yodai lo seim. The work of my hands should become hegdish. And yodayim is snow b'olam. Those hands exist, and she's making them usher to the husband. So for that, on that dover sheba la'olam, hafar is necessary. We continue with the next mishnah. A man says to a woman, I want to marry you, and hareat mekudeshesli, you are married to me. On the condition, what am I going to marry you with? Shadaber lachal shilton. I will speak to the government authorities for you. Maybe there was some issue that she had with the government, and the guy promises to help her. Ve'ese imchab kefoel. Or another case, I will work for you as a poel for one day. I'll fix your roof in a day. So, diber aleh l'shalton, if he speaks to her on her behalf to the government, va'asei makapal, or he works for her as a worker, mikudeshes, then the kedushin is binding vim lav ein kudeshes. Otherwise, it's not. Amarish lakish rishnakish analyzes our case of the Mishnah, v'hu shenasan la shava pruta. Rish Lakish adds something to the Mishnah that doesn't exist, and we'll see in a moment why. Rish Lakish says he's got to do what he said, and he's got to give her a pruta. The simple reading of the Mishnah is not like Rish Lakish. Simple reading is that she's getting a hanab because he's speaking to the government on her behalf, or he's working for her for a day, and that's enough to serve as a kedushin. However, Rish Lakish says no, he needs to still give her a shava pruta. Asks the Gemara immediately, like the simple pshat of the Mishnah, ubischar lo. But what about the value of him working for her? Why can't that serve as a kedushin? Vatanya, didn't we learn in Braisa? Bischarshi, kavticha lachamor, the value of giving you a ride on a donkey. He's giving her a mule ride, taking her from point A to point B. Sheshavtich bikaron, or I put you in a wagon, obisvina, einam mikudeshes. If it has to do with what he already did for her, so then in such a case, it doesn't serve as a kedushin. If he says afterwards that money, because she already owes him the money, and that's considered mikadesh bil milveh. And we've discussed in detail, memvav, memzayim, memches, and mikadesh milveh doesn't work. However, first wide line, and samakim lamed alf, vischar sher kivcha al chamor, shoh shivcha bikaron, that I'm going to give you a ride on donkey, I'm going to put you in a wagon, obisvina, mikudeshes, then such a case serves as a kedushin. So the question is, why doesn't it serve as a kedushin here when he says, ve'esa imcha kipalel, continues the Gemara, v'chik teimahani hachinami. And maybe based on our Mishnah, you'll reread that Brisa and say, Hachinami b'diyovlo shavapruta, that he also gave a shavapruta in the case of Bischar she arkivtach al hachamor. And that the expression arkivtach al hachamor is just a condition, but not the actual kedushin itself. Va bischar kamar, says the Gemara, that's very difficult, because he says bischar. He says that it's the kedushin is the amount of monetary value. Va'o tanya shavi mi bitzavsa v'akadesh lach. If he says to her, sit with me in one area and you will be mekudeshes to me. Or if she says, chok lefanai, joke in front of me. In other words, tell me jokes, rukol lefanai. Or dance in front of me. Also, kidimus hazeh, or lay bricks for me. Shamin, we estimate, im yesh bo shavapruta, if the value of that action is worth a shavapruta mikudeshes, then it does serve as a valid kedushin. Lav eina mikudeshes, and otherwise it does not serve as a valid kedushin. So we see, once again, that these hanos can serve as a kedushin. V'chitem, and if you're going to want to say hachanami, that there too, b'diyavla shavapruta, that he gave her a shavapruta, and that was just a condition. V'ashamin also ka'amar. It says expressly that you estimate how much it's worth, and it wasn't just simply a kedushin. T'yufta d'reish lakish. So that's a strong question on reish lakish. Now the Gemara is going to come back and redefine reish lakish. Rashi already alluded to this earlier in the Gemara, and we're just going to discuss it now. Amalecha Reish Lakish, 8 lines from the bottom, on Samach Gimel Amenaf Reish Lakish, who said that he needs to give her a Shavapruta, and it's not enough to give her the Hana of working Shavapruta worth as a Poel, is going to be dependent on the following Sugya. And that is the Sugya of Yeshna L'Schirus Mitchila V'Atzof, or Eina L'Schirus Mitchila V'Atzof. Amar Lecha Reish Lakish, Hai Tana Bra, this Tana on the outside. In other words, this Tana of the Braisa could be that Reish Lakish is driving at the fact that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi did not include this in the Mishnayos because this Tana is on the outside. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi didn't put him on the inside. Savar, the reason why he holds, when if she says, lay bricks for me, that's going to serve as a kedushin. Or if the man says, on the condition that I give you a donkey ride, then it's going to serve as a kedushin. Savar, they hold, eina l'schiras el l'besof. When a service is commissioned, the way in which the service works is that only at the end of the service is there a chiyuv of mamon. If that's so, so then in such a case, the kedushin at the end is binding, because the donkey ride, how much is a donkey ride here from Ramat Beit Shemesh to Beit Shemesh? So, actually it's not a joke. Some of you might have seen that on Chol HaMoed there was an accident only in Beit Shemesh. There's an accident between a bus and a donkey giving donkey rides on Chol HaMoed Pesach, only in Israel. So, Einel Eschirus El Besof, how much does it cost? So, a regular cab ride is 15 shekel. So then, when you get out of the cab, when you get off of the donkey, so then, in such a case, the Kedushin takes effect as based on 15 shekel. Einel Eschirus El Besof. The Tana Didon, but according to me, says Reish Lakish, our Tana holds. Tana Didon means our Tana, but it's Reish Lakish explaining our Tana. Yeshna Eschirus Metchil Vatsof. There is a Chiyuv of mammon that starts from the first moment. We've alluded to in the past, on Memches Amid Aleph, that if you hold Yesh L'Schiris Mitchila V'Atzof, so the way it works is as follows. The first minute of the ride, you're chayiv one shekel. The next minute, another shekel. The moment you become chayiv one shekel, so then the chiyuv to pay now becomes a halva. If it becomes a halva, so then in such a case, it would not serve as a valid kedusha. Hence, Reish Lakish says the only way to be mekadesh after a service is with a new shavapruta. Says the Gemara, Umay duchke de Reish Lakish. Why did Reish Lakish feel to be matchik, to force our mission, lo'ukmeh sisim b'yeshan z'chiris v'tchilat self, u'b'di'ovla? And why did he say, no, the Kedushin is nachal due to the action, but it's because of a new pruta? Simple pshat is, that's due to the service, and the service has a value. And yes, our mission is assuming yeshan z'chiris v'tchilat self. Amarava, so Rava explained the reason why Reish Lakish learned this way. Of course, Rava is a third, fourth generation Amora. Reish Lakish is a good friend of Rabbi Yochanan, who's a first generation Amora. So Rava later on explained what Reish Lakish was saying. Amarava Masisa Kishise, he was bothered by something in the Mishnah. Ma'ir Detani Almanas. Why did our Mishnah say Almanas on the condition? Misni Bischarit should say based on the value. El Shema Mina Kol Almanas Hechid Yavlohu. What he meant to say, our Mishnah meant to say, is that this was a condition, that it's not the Schar, but rather it's a condition. If this condition is fulfilled and he gives a Shava Pruta, it'll be Mekadeshes. And that is assumed because the service, despite the fact that it's worth something, services work through Yeshna L'Schiris Metchila V'Atzof, and therefore being Mekadesh with the actual value of the service would be Mekadesh B'Milva. Hence, he needs to give a pruta according to Reish Lakish. We have a new Mishnah, 4 lines from the bottom, on Samach Gimel Min Alpha Menashe Yirtze Abba. The man is Mekadesh, the woman. However, he says one condition, and that is my father has to say that he approves. Ratzah Mekudeshes, if the father approves, it serves Val Kedushin Lav Ain Mikudeshus. Mesa Av, if the father passes away, Hareza Mikudeshus. Then in such a case the Kedushin is binding because the father is not there to confirm. Mesa Ben, what happens if the son now dies after he does this? Mlamdin Av Lomar Shaina Rotse. So then we tell the father that he does to say that he doesn't want, the Kedushin won't be binding, and then this woman would not be married to a dead man and fall to Yibum. Says the Gemara, 2 lines of Abba, Mayam Nashi Yirtze Abba. What does it mean on the condition that the father wants? Ilema Ada Omar Abba In. That the father has to say, yes, I want this. Ema Mitziyasa. What about the middle case? Meis Avarezu Mekudeshes. If the father died, so then in such a case the Kedushin works. Velo Omar En. If we say the father has to confirm it in the most absolute sense of affirmation and say yes, so then why is it that if the father dies, the Kedushin is binding? In such a case, the father didn't say yes. So it can't be that the father needs to say yes. Ella, Amanashi Yishtok Abba. What it means is the father affirms by being silent. Ema Seif, and then how do we explain Seif? Meisha Aben, if the son dies, Melamdin Asav Lomar Sheina Rotze. Then in such a case, we teach the father to say that he doesn't want. Amai Vahashasik. How could you say that we teach the father to say he doesn't want? He was already silent, and the Kedushin works automatically. Ela amar lo almanas shelo yimcha abba. We have to reread our Mishnah. So now we're going to learn the Seifa is talking about a case where he says almanas shelo yimcha abba, to which the Gemara continues 4 lines from the top. Then reisha bechad taima umitziyasa v'seifa. Then the Reisha is going to be talking about one case, and the Seifa is going to be talking about another case. Because the Reisha is going to be, as we explained above, Almanas Shiyirtza Abba. And the middle case, and the Seifa, is going to be Almanas Shelo Yimche Abba. And that's a little bit difficult. I'm Rabbi Yana in, but Rabbi Yana says that's the only way to learn. I'm Rabbi Shlag Shmamina Ledivrei Rebbe Yanai. According to Rebbe Yanai's approach, that in order to reconcile the Mishnah, Dachkinan Umukminan Masnisan Betray Taima, we prefer to squeeze our Mishnah having two different reasons, two different cases. The Reisha being Almanas Shiyirtz Abba, the Seif being Almanas Shel Yimcha Abba. But we prefer it to go according to one Tana, as we had mentioned earlier, that we're going to follow the opinion who holds with the Shtikas Ha'av there is a valid Kedushin. And there's another option, points out the Gemara, V'lo Mukminan, and Rabbi Yanai did not prefer Betray Tanoi. Rashi explains Dibra Maschil v'lo makminan to say that the Reisha is talking about where the first Tana holds that Shtika serves as a valid Kedushin, and the Seifa holds that the Kedushin would not be valid until the father dies. V'lo mukminan betray Tanoyu b'chataima. If we went that way, it was two different Tanoim, then we could have our Mishnah talking about one instance, and that's Almanashi Yishtok Abba. However, we prefer to learn our Mishnah as being a uniform Tana, even though the case would not be uniform in order to reconcile. Rav Yosef Barami Lomlam Chataimu. Rav Yosef Barami says we could say that our Mishnah is following one Tam, in other words, one instance. Umay Almanashi Yirtza Abba. And what does it mean, Amnashi Yirtza Abba? Amnashi Lo Yimcha Abba Mikan Vatshloshim Yom. What it means is that the father won't protest between now and 30 days. And then we could have our Mishnah going according to one Tana and having one Tam. Let's take a look at Rashi. Umay Amnashi Yirtza Abba Amnashi Lo Yimcha. The last Rashi before the Mishnah. Ukishikovazman Limcha Asa. And they were koveya a time when the father could protest. Hilkach rotza av. If the father wants the kedushin, she'avu shloshim v'lo micha, harezu mekudeshes. So that's the case of rotza, that the 30 days passed and the father didn't protest. What's lo rotza? She'micha tok shloshim ein mekudeshes. And meza av betok shloshim mekudeshes, the case of when the father dies within 30 is mekudeshes, darminan suman machi. Then in such a case, who else is going to protest? Finally, if the son dies within 30, we instruct the Av to be Mocha. So that would be another way, says Rav Yosef Barami, of how to read our Mishnah. We have a new Mishnah. 10 lines from the top of Sabbath Gimel and Beis. Kidashti es biti ve'eni yoidea l'mikidashti. It's an important topic. And this is the ne'monus of a father to say who he married his daughter off to. A father generally is Neman, according to the Gemara and other places in Shas. It's based on the pasuk of his biti nasati lishazet. Father claims that he married off his daughter to a particular man. He's believed, however, in this case, we don't know because he doesn't know. I don't know who I married her off to. And someone comes along and says, ah, I'm the husband, Neman, he's believed. Of course, our Gemara is going to have to analyze where that Nemanus comes from for the man. Two guys are fighting over. Each one said that they married the girl. Shneim nosten get. Both of them need to give the get. V'imratza echad nosten get v'echad kones. Tell me, no, I like to tell the joke that there was a fight between two boys. Each one of them said that they had married the girl, so they called the mother of the guy, the two mothers in, and they said, the Rav suggested, this is a joke, suggested that they would cut the girl in half. One woman said, absolutely not, give him to the other boy. The other mother said, the other mother of the boy said, no, cut the girl in half. And the Rav turned to the one who said to cut her in half and said, you are the mother-in-law. In our Mishnah, the halacha is that we have to be choshish for both of them. Amar Rav, neman litan get ve'ein neman lichnos. The halacha is that when we say in our Mishnah that when the husband says, I married her, no, like we pointed out, why is Stama Joe off the street believed to say that I'm the guy? No, it only means that's enough now for him to give her a get, but he can't marry her. Says Gemara, Neman Litain get, he's believed in order giving to give a get, Ein Adam Chayte V'loy Loy. Because of the rule of a person would not sin if he is not getting anything out of it. In other words, this guy is not getting a girl out of it. All he's getting is a responsibility to write a get. So hence he's believed. Ve'ein nitman lichnas. But he's not believed to take her in. Ema yitzra takfa. Maybe he never married her. And now he's trying to get a free girl. So for that, we say no way. Ravasi Omar af nitman lichnas. Ooh. So we have important machlokis over here between Rav and Ravasi. Ravasi says he's going to even be believed. Umeid Ravasi by meres niskadashti ve'eni yodeas lemi niskadashti ubachad v'amer kidashtia she'ein neman lichnos. Ravasi says he's believed to say, I'm married to this girl who her father said she had gotten married, and I'm the guy. However, says Ravasi, if she says that I got married and I don't know who it is, then he's not believed. What's the difference between the two cases? We're going to see in the Gemara that the guy is more afraid to lie in front of the father than he is in front of the girl. The father's memory is going to be jogged. He'll say, no way, this is not who was married to my daughter. Then he'll won't be afraid to publicly say it. The girl is more likely to go along with it. Let's see further. It's not. Ratzu echad noisein get ve'echad koines. We learned in the Mishnah, at the end of our Mishnah, that in the case of one of them wants to get married, and the other one is willing to give a divorce, in a case, of course, in which each one of them said that they had married the girl, so then the halacha is, and that is fine. Asks the Gemara, Tiyufta de Rav, that's a bomb kasha on Rav. Rav said that the guy is only believed for divorce. However, when it comes to Lichnos, we said Ema Yitzra Takfo. So why does the Mishnah allow for one of them to marry her? Amalecha Rav. Rav will answer Shani Hasim the Kivan Deika Acher Bahade Irtuse Mirtas. That in a case of which there is one other fellow who says that he also married her, so then in such a case, if he doesn't back down, then that's a greater sign that he's telling the truth. Because he would be afraid to lie if there's someone else in the picture who knows that the other fellow did not marry her. In other words, Reuven is more likely to back down if he knows that there is Shimon who claims also that he married Rachel. And therefore, if Reuven sticks by his guns, then even Rav will be Neman Lichnos. And we're not concerned Yitzra Takfo because he doesn't want to look the guy in the eye and lie to him. So it must be he's telling the truth. Tanya Kavasi de Ravasi. We learned the Bryce like Ravasi, where Ravasi said it depends on whether the father is the one who says, I don't know who I married my daughter off to, versus the guy. Kidashi spiti veini yodei alami kidashtia. If he says, I married my daughter off and I don't know who was the guy, ubacher v'amar kidashtia, and someone comes along and says it was me, af neman lichnos. Then in such a case, the guy is believed even to marry her. Konso ubacher v'amar anikidashtia lo kalei menu la'osra alav. And not only that, once he marries her, so then in such a case, someone else is not listened to and say, no, 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 the father married her off to me. Period. Ha'isha sham niskadashti, v'eni yedel mi niskadashti, a woman who says, I got married, but I don't remember who, bacher v'amar nikidashtia, ein nema lichnos. Why? Now we have the svara of Ravasi, we alluded to before. Mipneishi mechapel of, we're concerned that she's going to have rachmanas for him. In other words, she's not going to say, I know for sure it's not you, because at the end of the day, he's a nice guy. He's not telling the truth, but you know what? I'll have rachmanas in him, and I'll get married to him as well. I'll move into his house as opposed to the guy I married. And we don't want that to happen, because in such a case, that would be, of course, Aishas ish. The Gemara now asks the following shaila on our halacha that says that a father that marries off his daughter as being the sole witness that his daughter is an Aishas ish, if someone's mezana with her, is that enough to put the woman and the guy to death as a regular Aishas ish? Iboilu mal liskol al yodai. Rav amar ein seiklin v'ravasi amar seiklin. Rav says the nemonus of a father isn't that great that you would give skila, that she's a married woman. Rav amar ein seiklin ki emnei rachmana la'av li'isura. When did the Torah believe him? What do we mean the Torah believe him? Because the pasuk says, "Speak in the shati lisha azeh." That's for isura. L'ktala, but for capital punishment, lo himnei. Ravasi amar seiklin, l'kuli milsa emina rachmana
la'av, that the Torah believes the guy entirely. Amar Rav Asi who says that the Torah does believe him, Umaydina, I would agree, bo meres niskadashti she'ein silkim. If she says that she got married, then we don't have capital punishment. V'amar Rav Asi also taught, hani shmeitze didan, this mission that we learned, merapsan igra, breaks the roof. I mentioned in our introduction, we're going to get to this expression, merapsan igra, breaks the roof, but in other words, it looks difficult. It's hard to understand. Hashta, why is it difficult? Uma bimakom shimba lichnos kones. In a case in where a man comes along and says that this is the woman I married, we allow him to marry her. Amritzokim, we consider her an Eishes Ish, that she gets skila if she's mezana. Makom, an instance, Shabbat liknos eina kones. Case of where the woman would not be able to get married. That is, a case in where the woman says that she got kedushin, and then someone comes along and says, I'm the guy. So then we don't believe him. Eino din shesoklin. Isn't it a kal v'chomer that she would certainly get skila? In other words, we're so afraid that this is the wrong guy. V'lohi. And that's not correct. The halacha is not that way. La'avim ne'rachmana l'dida lo mehimna. The Torah believes the father and not her for the halacha of skila, says Rav Asi. Rav Chisda amar echad zeh v'echad zeh ein soklin. Rav Chisda says in all cases, whether the woman says she got married or the father says that she got married, there is no skila. V'az Rav Chisda tamei, da amar Rav Chisda is consistent to his position. B'ni zeh, if somebody testifies that there is a particular individual that is his son, Ben Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad, Biti Zu Bas Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad. He testifies to their age. Neman LeKarban. If they do Aver the Chayiv Karban, Avolola Makis Volola Onshim. Their testimony on their child is not going to be enough in terms of the halachos of Onshim. So Rav Chisda says that when a father testifies on something on the behalf of their child, so then in such a case, he's not going to be believed for Onshim. So too over here, they're not going to be believed. In other words, the father is not going to be believed vis-a-vis Onshim. Simple reason for that is because in general, an Eid Echad is not believed for Onshim. So even a father, even though the Pasuk says he's believed in terms of turning him into Eishes Ish, but for Chiyuvei Misa, he would not be believed. Tanya Kavasi de Rav Chisda, we had a brayso that's consistent with this idea. That Rav Chisda taught us, B'ni zeh ben gimel yud gimel shanu yom echad, in terms of onshim, biti zeh bas yud be shanu yom echad, neman l'nadarim u'l'charamim, the halacha is that they're neman in terms of taking a negder, l'akdeshus, to make something hegdish, u'l'arachim, and to create erichin, avaloy l'makis for onshim, but they're not believed, vis-a-vis onshim, as we explained before, then eid echad is not believed. In today's daf, as we now reach Samach Dalet Amud Aleph on the new Mishnah, we had discussed Dover Shalo Ba La'olam. We had discussed the majority of opinions who say that if a man says to a woman, I'm going to give you a service, for example, give you a mule ride, the value of it serves as a kedushin, except, points out Rish Lakish, that there are opinions who hold Yeshna Tzchiris Mitchil Vatzof, and if that is so, as we elaborated earlier, then a new pruta needs to be given. Towards the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, we had discussed Almanas Sheyirtze Abba, and there are different instances that if the condition is that the Kedushin will be binding only if the father of the Chassan agrees, at times the silence is enough, and at times he needs to affirm in the positive. Rav Yosef suggests a novel way of reading the Mishnah, that it was on the condition that the father would affirm within 30 days. Finally, we had discussed the Pasuk. We had read in a Mishnah, but really the Pasuk was Biti Nasati L'Shazeh, the ne'emanus of a father to say that he married off his daughter. We pointed out that according to the majority of opinions, that believability that a father has is not for Onshim. And the Gemara points out that there are times that when a man comes along and says, I'm the one, the lost chassan, at times he's believed, and at times he's not believed. The basic rule of thumb, according to many Amoraim, is that when the father says that he married off his daughter, but he doesn't know who the chassan is, then we believe the guy because he wouldn't have the chutzpah to claim a father-in-law if the man is not his father-in-law by saying that he married his daughter. But a woman who says that she got married off and she doesn't know, she married herself off, and she doesn't know who her husband is, then some guys will have chutzpah and then she's not going to be believed. And our daf concluded with the expression Merafsan Igra, which was referring to the idea that a ne'emonos, a believability, to say that a girl was married off doesn't necessarily teach us the halacha that one is chayv in onshin. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Samach Gimel in Maseches Kedushin.